Lori Smolinski with us here, Child Development Director with the Y. And of course, we were just talking a little bit. I mean, things are hopping over at the Vandenboom location.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty full with our infant, toddler, and our preschool programs. And we're also running a school-age program this summer over there. That's the program for kids kindergarten through sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And they come every day. We take a field trip once a week. They go to the Y sometimes to hang out over there and swim. So they are a busy group of kids.
You were telling me before we got started on the conversation here that the preschoolers have built a garden?
Yes, we have a garden. We received a community garden grant from the Marquette County Health Department. And the kids started seeds indoors this spring. And this June, we had the parents come and they worked with the kids to build raised beds. Then they transplanted all the plants and we are growing all kinds of things.
You got to tell Walt the radish story.
The radish story?
The only produce we've had the pleasure of having so far are radishes. And I had a school age child who was looking through a book and he saw a radish and didn't know what it was. And I said, hey, you know, we've got some radishes outside. And we went and we brought one into him and he took a bite out of that like it was an apple. And learned very quickly about the properties of radishes.
See, you can learn in the summertime, Mom and Dad. True. It's all about the kids.
I was actually going to say that, you know, to get kids into the mindset of, I mean, it's not school per se, but I mean, you've got an educational component to it, an educational part of all of this. It must be pretty fun in order for these kids. I mean, they're willing to come and do this.
They are. And that's the kind of authentic learning that supplements what they get from books and things all year. They get to come and they see something in a book and they get to try it with us. They work in the garden. They built boats a few weeks ago and then they took them over to the Y pool and tried to make them go.
I noticed you said they tried to make them go.
Well, it's all the process of learning about engineering.
So are we getting an update from you? You got something coming up? What's the deal for getting up so early and joining us?
Well, you know, we have, the Y is kicking off all of their summer 2 programming. So the kids have lots to do for the rest of the summer. There's swim lessons. There's gymnastics. We have several more weeks of day camp for the school age kids. And we have a resident camp coming up in August where they can go out and they can stay at the Page Center.
Wow. So if people are looking to get involved with this, or whether there's some deadlines here that they need to be aware of, and how do they find out more?
Summer 2 programs for the Y starts next week. If they are interested in any of the programming, they can go to the Y website, which is www.ymcamqt.org, and they can see the list of programs there.